State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Okay, so I love when I get to speak to somebody that was from home. Well, they're from Chicago. I'm from Rockford, but this soul is absolutely incredible. Very talented, very gifted. I just love his voice. I love the tone of his voice. I love the vocal choices he makes. I love his music. And we've known each other for a very, very long time, probably 20 plus years. And I'm really excited to have BJ the Chicago Kid. He's checking in. Y'all, you know, there are many times I get to have folks on my podcast where we've actually talked on the phone. We've been in each other's presence.
Mm-hmm.
We have enjoyed great Chicago times together.
Yes.
We have the same mutual friends and family. Y'all probably already recognize who he is just by his distinct speaking voice. And I am excited to have a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter. We've got to hear his voice some of everywhere, but I was so excited when he finally came out with solo music, because you've heard him with Mary J. Blige. You've heard him with Usher. You've heard him with Kendrick Lamar, Kehlani, Chance the Rapper. And yes, Coco Jones is his newest collab. Y'all, let's give it up. BJ the Chicago Kid, one of the greatest vocalists on our planet. He's checking
thank
in.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I'm here.
Yeah!
I got you on the sound effect.
Listen, how have you been?
Amazing, 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 amazing.
I love smiling, to see happy. It. Yes, Lord, I love to see it. You look good.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you. I just wrapped up a workout. I'm tired, but I'm good.
Come on. Are you in LA or where are you at right now?
Yeah, I'm in LA.
Okay. Yep. All right. So, y'all, he really is the Chicago kid, born and raised in Chicago, got his start singing in Chicago, in the church. Don't get it twisted. He comes from a very amazing musical family. All right.
Thank you.
Aaron Sledge. Y'all just, it's something in y'all, something right here. And y'all can't see my throat, but it's something right here between the chin before you get down to the, before you get to the sternum. Something resides on the inside there.
I take that. Yeah. Shout out to my brothers, Aaron and Scooter, man. That's pretty much where I get it from. Anything they touched growing up that was, interesting. I touched it too.
Were you the baby? Are you the baby?
Yeah.
You're the baby boy.
Yeah. I'm the youngest.
I love it. Y'all. And yeah. Scooter, by the way, is awesome. As far as percussion, is he into production now? Or has he been?
He's always been into it, but Scooter does everything. Scooter sing too. Scooter could whistle. Like,
that's
I can sing.
That's right. Him? Okay. So, the same way. Y'all could whistle, Rodney's, this is whole whistling thing. Y'all, I can't whistle. I don't have
Not like they can, me either. They too cold with it. They like next level, top tier.
I'm like, they need
That's some mad control.
It's mad control. They need to have like a whistle quartet or something. I don't know.
Something. They sick with it.
You know.
But Scooter's into everything, but I the singing bug, I kind of never left alone out of all the things that they touched before me just as a kid. Playing drums was the first love, but
yeah,
singing never stopped. To me, playing drums for me was almost like basketball. As a kid, when you play basketball in the backyard, you'd be like, I can make it to the NBA.
Come on.
When you get out there, you see all this competition, you're like, man, I don't even think I want to play. I don't got the Mamba mentality in this. I got the Mamba mentality in this.
And
so this is where my Mamba mentality is, in music.
The confidence. You know, it is, I'm sorry, you know, some of the best come out of the Midwest. Some of your vocalists are musicians and athletes come out of the Midwest.
Yes.
Do you think it's something in the water?
I do, because a lot of musicians can sing for real. You don't catch that a lot. Some musicians just amazing at that craft and spreading that craft maybe to another instrument. But in the Midwest, you mess around and catch a drummer that can like S-A-N-G, like sing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is something in the water. Honestly, you know, to a certain level and to a certain degree, the competitiveness makes us better. The healthiness of the competitiveness back home, shedding and practicing runs, all the stuff that you just used to do back in the day, whatever the case may have been for your instrument. I think the competitiveness just kind of kept the iron sharp, you know?
Mm. So to those of y'all that don't know, tell them what shedding is. They'd be like, well, I got to shed skin, hair. What is shedding?
Okay. So in the musician's world and terminology, shedding is when musicians come together and just get it out. They just get it out. They get it out. They learn from each other. A lot of the stuff is instinct. So they try things they probably have always thought of but never done. A lot of times you have younger musicians here recording it to study and to capture the moment. It's just a room full of iron sharpening iron, whether it's for now, whether it's for later, whether it's for now and later. But it's like one of the most amazing things to see, because you see some of the most incredible things
there.
You can't do in songs.
Pineapple Now Laters, 2012, y'all.
I take that. But yeah, it's just an incredible time of musicians exploring without songs that can keep them chained to a certain style of play. You could just kind of be you. That's what shedding is to me.
All right. So that being said, you can shed in someone's garage at a church, because it'd be cold in Chicago, so we ain't finna be shedding, right? So lots of times sheds would happen in church. Now, this is before social media. Before you can put your phone, now y'all can just Google, put in church and shedding, and you'll be able to find some of the best who get together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've even seen musicians and singers shed after a funeral, you know, because unfortunately everybody come together. Let's just vibe out for a minute.
Happens.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so
that night they get together at whatever spot that they normally is the best place for musicians to gather, and they pay tribute to musicians all the time. It's just one of the dopest things that you can kind of get. And honestly, it doesn't last because these musicians soon spread out and get to play for all people all around the world. Some become producers, some become artists, but the evolution begins.
Yes.
So to have this magical moment with all these guys together, it makes it really, really, really special.
Speaking of evolution, you went from Chicago to LA. And if y'all stick with me, I'm going somewhere here. How was that transition for you to say, I'm going to take a chance and I'm going to move out my comfort zone and go to LA?
For real, for real. I had a chance to move to New York or LA. That was my choices, right? My soul, my heart, my being, my style is would have been in New York.
I was just pointing over LA, east.
But LA, I knew more people musically that could teach me things, help me advance and evolve as well musically. I didn't have that many people in New York that I knew personally that was really serious that could really help me, and knowing that I wanted to help myself more than they wanted to help me. Like, I had the drive. I just wanted to be around the right people that I could learn from in advance, meet new people, network, you know, that type of thing. And LA was the place for me.
Yeah. And that was wise because, I mean, you mentioned a lot of external things. You got the look, you got the vibe, you got the this. And as y'all, if y'all can see him now, he's definitely giving me New York. He's definitely giving me Brooklyn, right?
I'll take it. Yeah, I love New York.
So that is so good. And so y'all, I will never forget, you were one of the singers that were singing for some background vocals for incredible artists. And there were tons of us, me included, saying one day he's going to do something solo. Now, if I'm not mistaken, back in 2012, it was considered a mixtape or an EP when you dropped Pineapple Now Laters. It was like 2012, was that?
Yep, it was 2012. Pineapple was considered an album to me.
Okay.
We paid for them beats. There was all original beats. Paid producers, paid for the studio time. Like, we did everything.
I had this physical CD,
the best
y'all.
Way we possibly could. Yeah. I still got, what's crazy is when I moved into my new house, I went through a box and I found a bunch of old stuff and I was like, yo, this is crazy. So it was just so good just to hold a real authentic copy from that time. But yeah, the Pineapple Knowledge is considered an album for sure.
Y'all have to get it because I want y'all to understand the musical journey. And it definitely paid homage to where he comes from. His parents, his family, his church, relationships. I even think you, why do I feel like you, was there something at the Shrine in Chicago? Was there a Shrine in Chicago?
Yep.
And I think
yep.
you...
Yep. You That's did. When I announced that I was signed to Motown. Yes. My dad was there. My family was there. Yep. So, you have an incredible memory.
Y'all, because I love BJ. Like, I'm a fan. And so when y'all sometimes people reach out and say, hey, my client's got an album coming out. So I just saw the subject line, BJ the Chicago Kid. I said, yes, I didn't even read what you got, what's going on.
I love you, man. Thank
it could have been like, he owe $80 million in child support. Bring him in. Let him on the show.
if I owe 80, that means I must have made, come on, somebody.
300. He made $500 million.
But no, man, I appreciate that. It's always been love, man. But go ahead. Go ahead and leave me where you were.
No,
going.
Let's talk. And so... You got In My Mind in 2016. You got 1123. And I know all of those albums. And I'm excited about what's about to drop. So, y'all, I'm excited because his album comes out this week. It's called Gravy. All right. We're going to get into all that because I like gravy. And I don't know. I just want to make sure that he talking about the same gravy I'm talking about. I don't know because it'd be different terms.
We in different times. We in different times, too. Times and times.
Oh, my gosh. I remember a song that you demoed. I can't say the title. I shouldn't say I can't say the title, but it was amazing. Y'all, it was a really sexy song. I knew I couldn't sing it. Wait a minute. I'll be honest. I gave the song to B. And I was like, at that time, y'all, that's how long he and I know each other. At that time, I was like, this might be too sexy for her. Y'all, that's how sexy the song was. So I think you also had a song about, you know, she wants me to stay tonight, but I got church in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is such a duality of so many of us who were raised in church.
Yeah.
I want to do this, but now yeah. because you were raised in church, the automatic thing would have been for you to go gospel.
Yeah. I mean, it's the most unguessable having to do thing. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to guess. If somebody looked at me back then and saw me, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And what made you say, hey, I'm going to I love Jesus, but I can be a light in the R&B industry too.
Yeah. I think I really believe when preachers or pastors or ministers go on dates with their wife, they don't always play Kirk Franklin. You know, there has to be a balance, a healthy balance. A healthy balance is kind of what allowed me to say yes to doing what I'm doing now. And it got me here now. I just promised myself to have a message. Don't just be too like what we used to call buck. Remember that? Don't be too buck. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I try to have a little fun with it, but, always leaving with messages that can help them out in life, not just relationships. That can help male listeners become better men, help the female listeners really just try to be the best that they can be and give them more confidence, tell them that they're beautiful and help them understand their worth. Mm-hmm. So that's been my balance and my promise to myself to allow me to even still feel comfortable doing what I do. But my family has been incredibly supportive. They never condemn me. And honestly, the type of tough skin that I have, I ain't give a damn what they say. Well, not my family, but anybody else. My family are the only people I care about.
Yeah.
These people, when they say, well, I never met they in my life. And if I ever met they, you probably got problems. They probably going to catch these hands because I never met them and they bullying everybody. Everybody's scared of they. So,
that's so good. Yeah. See, y'all, this is the BJ I know.
Yeah.
Y'all, he been smoke weed. It wasn't no secret. He has been himself because I was going to say, like, your mom was a choir director. And you know the trajectory.
My mom didn't know I smoke weed. I mean, nothing. We are very honest in our family and we also hold each other accountable and responsible. So, long as everything is respected, they accept me for who I am.
Right.
They understand that times are changing and it's actually more healing than it is doing damage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And by the way, with the whole thing about smoking weed, it was a joke. It took me a long time because I grew I grew up in a thing where, you know, if somebody smoked cigarettes and weed, you almost look down on them. But I was like, I know a lot of functional, amazing people with good heart that partake in the greenery. Now, there is an extract of it that has helped my anxiety in an amazing way. Mm. So I have no judgment.
Yeah, I respect it.
I have no judgment.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T Connects, an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
I think when you see people from gospel to secular, secular to gospel, there just seems to be so much controversy. But y'all, he just spoke to the controversy. He said, who was they? I don't care about they. As long as my family and I are good and we love each other and my friends are supportive. And I'm very excited about your new album. I feel like you took a little break. There was even a period of time where I didn't see you on social media a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like my spirit was like, you know, he's just taking time. He's taking time, you know?
Yeah. If you don't live, you ain't got nothing to write about. You definitely got no place to sing from. I think quarantine was the time that I was in the studio like a lot. Like I would say right before quarantine, I damn near locked myself in there just so I can get it out. I feel like I was making some of the best music of my life. Got the call from Yeti that he was ready to pretty much move forward with the Gravy Project. And he wanted to do that in Memphis at Al Green Studio. I'm like, all right.
How dope is that? That's the first question on my rundown. But I was like, I can't lead with that because we know each other. So I wasn't finna just go right into it. So tell me about your new album. Like,
no.
Al Green in Memphis. You are very, very soulful, but not, it's like he... Mm-hmm. BJ is not gonna have the suit and tie on serenading or now he can croon the hell out of it. Like you can croon now. Don't he can
thank you.
That you can do. Y'all, he'll croon and you'll be pregnant. Amen. Now listen, did you choose the studio depending on the flavor of what you wanted with the recording? Or did that make a difference in the music?
Absolutely not. Honestly, all that credit goes to Yeti. Yeti Beats, he picked the studio. He, I didn't even know. I thought he wanted to do it here in LA, to be totally honest with you. But we end up doing it in Memphis at Al Green Studio, which is across the street from the projects. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everything Al Green was giving us, everything he gave us was really true. Like it was tested there, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that feeling was very authentic. Working there, I feel like the respect level and the quality of music that was made in that place, we wanted to respect and leave some for the next person.
Yeah.
We didn't want to mess up the train. Like you can tell being there that some magic was made. So we wanted to use that feeling and that energy to kind of like help us with ours and leave some there for somebody else. But it was like singing in a museum, yo. It was so cool.
Ooh.
It was dope. It was dope. It was dope.
And not only was it where magic was made, but artists mm-hmm. came there as their authentic self. With their struggle, with their pain, with their joy, you know.
Never met each other before, for real, too. For Gravy, I heard of the Indications, but I never met them. They never met Charlie. Charlie never met Yeti. So a lot of us got there getting to know each other through these songs.
Come on.
Eating together, vibing together, talking together. You know, finding out who got kids, how many brothers and sisters you got. You know, those questions, when you really get to know people, being in those late hours in those studios, man, that pretty much, it brought us together for sure.
See, the thing about not having a physical CD, you could actually turn and read the credits. But y'all, for those of y'all that are on streaming music platforms, I go to a song, Liquor Store in the Sky, which is on his Gravy album that is coming out within days. Okay, you go to the thing that says view full lyrics. That will give you the credits of producers and writers. So I'm looking at Aaron Frazier, Blake Rain, Booker Jones, Brian James Lett, Charlie Burrell.
Yeah.
Frederick.
Charlie started off Liquor Store in the Sky, like hands down. I think they was out there eating wings or something. And Charlie picked up that big old Gibson that looked like a Cadillac and started playing that blum, 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 blum. I was like, I don't want no wings either. What we about to do? I ain't hungry no more.
No. You know what I was about to say? I was about to say, where them wings is at? So I could get some of that inspiration. Where them wings
Yo,
at?
Them, they was eating the wings, but Charlie was just still like, I think that melody was just sitting on him. Because I think, no key, for real, that's probably the third time he played that melody. He's like, man, I love that song so much. I just keep playing it randomly sometimes. So while they was eating wings, he was playing that, and I heard him playing that, and I walked in there, and it just began to be the first song we did after eating those wings. And my. I had that song title on my phone. Honestly, like, producers got sounds in their computer and on their hard drives. I got song titles and themes and phrases all in my phone, in my notes, just from stuff that just moved me over time. And that song title has been in there for, like, a little bit over a year at that time, to that date, because I was just waiting on the perfect...
time
music or something to just like sound like what this felt like to me when I said it to myself. Liquor Store in the Sky, it sounded like that ghetto heaven, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. And when he played that, I was like, yo, this Liquor Store in the Sky over here, this is it. So that's how we arrived here.
BJ, don't record nothing no more and not tell me. I want to be there. I want to I want to eat the wings and all of that stuff. And so you've got someone else dear to my heart, Corey Henry. We have the same management.
Oh, yes.
He's on Forgot Your Name. And
the king himself.
Did he come to Memphis or did he have to send his stuff in?
I wanted him to come to Memphis so bad, but so when we were in Memphis, we were gone for 7 days. But we were in the studio for 5. Within that 5 days, we did pretty much like 17 songs. We came back to LA with those 17. We added strings and horns LA. Tweaked the songs a little bit more. Went back to Memphis to put the other layer of strings and horns. Went back to LA, added a few songs. Added the other touches like Corey. So in LA, when we came back to LA, Corey Henry, we rented out a big studio. And we had everything from a Clav to the organ to a Fender Rhodes. Like everything that Corey Henry specialized in, and he came in and just kind of like gave us everything we need on each song that we felt we needed him for. Corey is like, I mean, away from his talent as a person, man, he's an incredible guy, man. I mean, you wouldn't think you would find good people like this in the music industry because of the stories and the stigmas of this game and of this industry. But Corey is definitely one of the real ones, man. Anytime I call him, if he's available, my dog rock with me, and I do the same for him in return.
Correct.
But yep. Us together, we've been having a lot of fun in the studio lately, outside of Gravy too.
Wow.
But he came and knocked it out. Yeah.
Well, y'all, I'm excited about this album, Gravy. Now, you got to tell us, how'd the title come about? Or is it something we need to discover? Do we need to discover it through the music? You can tell us that.
No, I'm with you. I think me explaining it helps you even welcome the world of Gravy even better and tighter. So Gravy is the reason why I walked the way I walked, I talked the way I talked. It's the great granddaddy of sauce. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. When niggas be like, yeah, I got the sauce. This is the great granddaddy of it. It started with Gravy.
Got it.
It's that thing that my great grandfather had that he was working his whole life just to elevate his swag. I think we all have people that when we were younger, we saw people that just did certain things the way we loved it and the way we wish we could have done. And when we got older, and maybe financially was able to buy that pair of shoes or something like that jacket or have a car similar, whatever that thing was that make you feel closer connected to that inspiration you had as a kid, that's that Gravy. But you taking it, you translating it and evolving it into something that's very translatable and it's complimentable, that's that Gravy. Gravy is that new S-H-I-T.
All right, so.
It's the soul.
Yeah.
It's soul music. It's purely the essence of dope, man. The essence of being great. When you got on your favorite dress, it's that feeling every day when you got on sweats, though. You know what I'm saying? It's that same.
Yeah, because you got it.
It's not in you.
Okay, so.
And too, let us talk about physical Gravy. It smothers, it covers, it's seasoning, it's seasoned. You want it on a little bit of everything almost. And if it get on some of these posters, you still gonna eat it. Because it's Gravy.
It's Gravy, baby. Come on.
Come on, baby.
Now, BJ, I left a little bit of space without interjecting because I said, this is a freaking interlude.
Give it to me. Let me
We're going to give you this. We're going to give you this sound because even as you were speaking, I heard melody. I heard almost sounded like you was tuning up a little bit in the pulpit. You know, so.
That thing is real, man.
Y'all got to see the way Gravy lit him up.
And the way, honestly, we did it in Memphis. Memphis, you know, southern, huggable, warm, loving, that plate, you're going to love it when you get it. You know, it's, why not Gravy, you know?
Why not? So all I could think of is like smothered chicken. Like, I don't want, unless it's like biscuits and gravy, I don't want my gravy too light skin. There's a certain gravy it's got to be.
Wait right here. I'm in my kitchen. Wait, let me show you something real quick. I just want to show them something that allows them to understand.
Uh-huh.
You got to keep it brown, baby. You got to keep it brown. You got to have gravy browner, baby.
You got to
You
got to have it. And you put that gravy on that piece of meat of your choice. And then put some on some rice or get a ladle and put that thing on some mashed potatoes. Yes. Now, this is not the Food Network, okay?
But you get the world. But you get the world we're dwelling in. You know what I'm saying?
I'm hyped. So you said gravy is in you, not on you. Can it be?
Yeah.
Can it be learned? Can it be taught? Can it be given? Or is it something you're born with?
I think you're definitely born with it, but the language is still understandable to somebody that wasn't born with it. That's what makes them able to compliment it.
Yeah.
If it was just such a secret thing, they wouldn't even be able to recognize it to compliment it. But you definitely got to be born with it for sure.
Come on. Come on, what's that? Yeah. The thing. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Be like, no, it's that gravy. It's that gravy. Another collaboration. So, y'all, we got caught up talking about Gravy. I wanted to talk about the song that you have with Coco Jones. Now, I could be.
Yeah.
I believe I call myself knowing a lot of your catalog. Spend the Night. Was that kind mm-hmm. of even though it's still soulful, but was that a kind of a sonically different for you to do? Because I've heard some people consider it dance music.
It's more simpler for me to do, actually. It's more easier to do. My natural style that gravy been brewing since I was a kid. That's why it's so easy for me to do my style. But this style is more simpler, more direct, more straight to the point. It's a more popular sound.
Got it.
So that more popular sound is broadening the right places to reach a more broader audience as well. Yeti Beats is known for the likes of Doja Cat and some of the songs that caused us to even know her name and who she is. He's always wanted to do a soul album. I've always wanted to learn from a more popular sound and someone that I trusted. So we decided to put our two worlds together and somewhat learn from each other, but somehow mix these beakers and what's in them to kind of form something that became gravy. So really, this is not a typical BJ album. This is more like a Gnarls Barkley or something like that, so to speak. This is more of a collaborative effort of us having fun, putting that experience of going to Memphis and the different faces and talents and gifts that came and like donated this stuff and their talents and gifts to this project. I mean, even the people that didn't go to Memphis, it just, to me, it just came to be a real labor of love because it took time. It took time for sure. We recorded this during quarantine where we didn't know how long it was going to be. You know, just the whole not knowing the unknown of everything. We knew we was at least going to be making some music. That was a part of our happiness through that time.
Yeah. You said something that I feel like a lot of us are scared to do. We feel like we know our recipe and we are not going to venture out or bend or waver out of what we know sonically. This is what I am known for. But I heard you say you called somebody that you trust that maybe it might have you venture out and do another song, but I feel like this is still gonna, this is all gonna mesh well with your catalog, period. When you do your live shows, it ain't gonna sound, you know what I'm trying to say, it's gonna make sense. It's like all makes it.
And I never wanted my catalog at the end of the day. Imagine if all of our catalogs were, it was one wall, but everything was on this one wall. I would not want my one wall to look the same. I want it to look beautiful. I want it to tell my story, even in the framing. I want it to be a beautiful piece of work. Some of it is tears. Some of it is tears of joy. Some of it is pure celebration. Some of it is missing my friends that I wish could see me not quitting. I wish, I mean, it's full of all of that. It's a roller coaster of emotion. And I think even tempo-wise, I needed to spend the night. I needed to spend the night. If you love more than your genre, then you will want something more than what you could create by yourself. And I think that's what this allowed me to do. This allowed me to actually learn more things that I could implicate into my own music that is from more of popular styles of music and things like that. Just even in the studio before the people get it, it just gave me so much more to learn from Yeti, from Ryan, from Boo Mitchell. Those guys, I mean, Corey, all of those guys, they didn't just play their parts, but they know how they wanted to sit in the song to make it be impactful. I sit there and I watch all of that. I don't do the singer thing and go to the mall or go mess with a woman. No, I need to be in there because this is my video game. This is my new toy every day.
Got it.
So I always love learning new stuff. Yeah, so this process has been pretty dope.
And you're always a student, which comes out, even just as you're speaking, it's so passionate. And I, just from even personally, like, you've experienced some loss. You've been through a lot, BJ. You've been through a lot. And, you know, I'm excited and encouraged that you're continue to push through and do what you were born to do, which is to do music.
Thank you.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You remind me of even like someone like PJ Morton, who felt like there was a time where he was questioned or even forced to almost change his sound. Did you ever go through that where somebody's like, you know, if you work with so-and-so, you know, you might get a little more success. You know, if you change your style. Did anybody, I got a feeling he probably would have cussed them out. I probably think I know your answer. Mm-hmm.
there are people that suggest things that aren't suitable for me all the time. Knowing who you are, trusting who you are, wanting to be better than who you are, to not settle in your talent and in your place, to still do things to keep the iron sharp. I think all of that is a part of understanding what to do and having the right people around you to trust to do certain things. It's just, it all kind of coincides. But yeah, people always have a plan for your life, if that makes any sense. Everybody, they always have a plan for your life. As long as you got a plan for your life, you definitely know what should be on your plate and what shouldn't. But gravy should always
be on your plate. BJ, yeah. We got to give you the audio from this entire interview because you've said so many nuggets, and I thank you for your time. I'm excited about gravy. It's already ready. Y'all, listen, on my phone, like, it's already, you see that check mark? That mean it, because I got it, and I already got the wait, you get four songs. Right now. If you go, just don't press play, but actually download the album.
Yes. Hit the arrow. Hit that green arrow. Hit the green arrow. Every streaming site has that green arrow. Hit the green arrow.
Hit that arrow. And so I because people feel like because they play it, that means no, that's not a purchase. You just, it's a stream, and we thank God.
It's a stream.
We thank God for you. Yeah. It's not a purchase. Mm-hmm. So just want to
I love how you talking. And we thank God for you, but
it's not a purchase. And you have showed through the years why it's worth the purchase, right?
Yeah.
And before we get going, you know, checking in was birthed out of my mental health journey. And it was a way to bring people in that I know and love to talk about everything you've got going on, but also to check in with you, BJ. I mentioned that, you know, you've had some loss that maybe you don't speak publicly of. If I'm not mistaken, you lost your father. Right? That was a big loss for you. Did it did it impact how you make music? Did you fall into heavy grief at all? Did it paralyze you?
All of that. You don't really start grieving until after the funeral when it's somebody that close to you. You ain't seeing the body, being at the church for real, depending how close the person was to you, you're not present at the funeral because you're too close. Your brain is just doing too much. Everybody wants to say hello, blah, blah, blah. Just the things that happen at a funeral. But yeah, the grief didn't start till I got back home. What's so crazy is I was in Japan when my dad passed away. That was already my worst nightmare.
Yes. You couldn't be there.
Being so far. Yeah. I'll tell you a small, fast, deep story. It's quick, but it's this. So my dad taught me about music, shaving in the bathroom as he used to do his night job. He was a bouncer for, clubs, the Bulls, all type of crazy stuff. Muhammad Ali, Oprah Winfrey, all these people. But as he would shave, it was a radio that never, if you took that radio out the bathroom, it was a real serious problem in the house. Nobody takes the radio out the bathroom. So my dad used his radio to pretty much teach me who Marvin Gaye was, who Luther Vandross was, who Stephanie Mills was, who Phyllis Hyman was. I mean, just certain people that we know, some have we've forgotten because there's so many greats that have come way before us. But my daddy taught me about this thing as he did that. So to fast forward this long story of me coming to L.A., my dad finally tells us he has cancer. They're living in Las Vegas at the time. And he and our relationship began to change a little bit for the better. We began to talk a lot more, certain things I would do just to kind of like help him, whether it was the B12 shots to help his cancer, because the pills didn't feel like nothing, but the shot made him feel at least a little bit better for himself. He told me one day, he said, I called him and he didn't answer. So he called me back and he said, man, I shaved and took a nap. Then you call me. And then I woke up, used the bathroom. When I walked past the mirror, he said his shave was crooked. He had like patches in his. I knew something was wrong because this man could shave. He could shave on the train.
Right.
Bumpy and everything. I'm talking about clean. Yep. So for you to not be able to shave yourself, it said a lot to me. And I was leaving for Japan within about 7 days from this time. So this particular, let's say if that was on a Tuesday, that Saturday was my brother's wife's birthday party. So at her party, I was like, y'all, I don't feel comfortable going to Japan without seeing him. And I think we should all go see him together. And we end up going. It was just so crazy of make sure your antenna's always working. Because that shave told me everything. My brothers wouldn't have got it because they wasn't in that bathroom when he was teaching me about these artists, why he was shaving. You know, in the movie when you see them shoot when they shoot the man in the beginning, but they show the tattoo on his hand. Remember that tattoo?
Yes,
life is like that. That shit ain't for nothing. It is not for nothing. I told my brothers we need to go see him. We went to see him. I had to go to New York the next day. I went to New York. They flew me back to Vegas from New York instead of L.A. And my brothers and them were already there. They kind of like chill with him. My dad was just laying there and kind of like just vibing, chilling, just in his zone, like almost going back to sleep. But that was our last time seeing him alive.
How long ago was this again?
My dad's been gone 4 years now.
4 years.
But if I wouldn't have paid attention to that conversation about his shave, remembering how he taught me to do what I'm doing, just having that and my antennas being up, I just thank God because the situation and my grieving could have been way worse without that goodbye, without that time with him. So y'all keep your antennas up. 1 + 1 should always make 2. If it doesn't, it's something that you probably can. Yeah. And those type of things kind of help my downtime not be under the ground, you know.
So good.
I think it's been a process, and yes, I definitely had a time where I was losing it. Yeah,
you shared with us, you know, moments of your grief, and by the way, everybody, public figures do not have to grieve publicly for you to know that they're grieving. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you for the times in which you did share with us. Hey, man, it's difficult.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Tough. So, my dad's birthday is like 2 days after your album drops, right? And so my daddy loved music.
And not to cut you off, my dad's funeral was on his birthday. Like some type of weird mafia movie. It was so freaky. I couldn't fathom everything. I couldn't put it all together. It was too much. His funeral was on his birthday. I've never seen that ever in my life. First time ever.
Which is, what day is his birthday?
September 21st.
So, really, he just had a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to say to you, good sir, thank you. Thank you for the lessons and thank you for what you taught BJ. Thank you for what you taught all your children.
Yeah.
They learned so much. And thank you for sharing that in the way that you've shared. So real, so raw, so that other listeners can know, like, everybody's grief is different, the intensities, the levels. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it just gets easier. It just, after time, it just seems like you just begin to accept.
Yeah. You have to grieve positively. You have to positively grieve. Mm. Negative grief only makes more problems.
Okay. Yeah.
Negative grief only makes more problems. Sometimes you want to be by yourself, be by yourself. You want to be around somebody or try your best to just be around the right people that can help support you and lift you back to an amazing place, an amazing mental space, because there was a time I didn't want to do nothing. Mm. I had more questions when my dad died than when he was alive. Finding out who I am, why I do this, why I am the way I am, why I respond like this. Mm. Yeah, a lot of these things are traits that I got from my dad. So, for those that have their parents, ask those questions, man. How did you meet mom again? If you already know the story, ask again. Get those details because, man, we always want to know more about ourselves. And a lot of it comes from where we come from.
Well, unless you're in a place where you can constantly observe your parents day by day, sometimes the best way to know yourself is to ask the one who created you, right? Your mom and daddy got together, did what they had to do and created you. But ultimately, God is the ultimate. Like, you know, so in order for me to know myself, while my mom is still alive, I should, like you said, definitely ask the ones that got together to create you.
Yeah.
Right. That's how you get to.
Because I think after a while that story gonna change the older they get. Some things might slip the mind or those details that, you know, I think
Or they might not have a filter.
It says so much.
The older they get, like my daddy would say, man,
that's gonna make it a good story. That's gonna make it funny.
I was like, what? I was like, Daddy, mama said a cuss word. He said, man, don't let your mama fool you. I said, flag on the plate. I don't want to know.
Yeah, they're surprising.
I was like, I don't want to know.
We didn't discover none of the stuff that we've been doing. I thought we were slick doing when we were younger. Ooh. Nah, we wasn't the starters of that.
We were
nah,
not.
Nah, they knew. They did it. Yeah, we ain't begin that.
The original gravy. The original gravy carriers are our parents. BJ,
for sure.
I am so thankful you came on here. Is there anything you want to share? You've been an open book, and I sure appreciate it.
All day, man. It feels good to remind them that we are human.
Mm.
Because we, by default, we're not. I get it. I understand it. I get it. I'm not. I didn't make it, but I understand. I might not agree with it, but I understand.
So good.
But it feels good to remind them that we're human, that we cry, that we bleed, that we hurt, that we smile, that we laugh just like them. I think that makes the music even more better.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would love to dedicate a song to you from Gravy, right? So if you get a chance, listen to a song called Never Change. That song. From me to you. Never change, man. You are the sweetest. You are amazing. You have never not been either one of those things. Well, every time I've seen you in your presence or outside, man, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
BJ! Thank you.
So, but now when you listen to that song, you got to put your arms up and do the little bop. It got a little bop for you, so you ain't got to feel like you can kind of dance. And, yeah, you got a little groove.
I'm so excited. I'm finna go learn how to make gravy. I know how I want it to taste. I don't want no lumps. I need it to be smooth. Amen.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe next time we get together, we make chicken, rice, and gravy and a green veggie or something. Some cornbread. Yeah. Show them what to do.
The family likes my collard greens, so I can make some greens for sure. I can bring some.
I'm into that. Okay. I'm into that. Bring that.
All right. Say less. Everybody, we love you, BJ. We are so excited for you. Keep pushing. Keep going. You never change as well because it's working for you. All right. Love you, man.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Aww. Peace. Oh, I'm so moved. You know, I just love being able to have conversations that just flow with people that I am fond of, people that I am a fan of. I'm a fan of BJ the Chicago Kid, a fan of his music, a fan before he became a solo artist, a fan while he was singing background vocals for Mary Mary, Usher, Mary J. Blige. The list goes on. Gosh, I just remember him. So my folks, my family, my siblings, we would drive up to Chicago to hear, you know, some amazing musicians, choirs, and singers. And BJ the Chicago Kid was right there. So it's so good to talk to him as a fan of his music. Like I said, back from 2012 when he first dropped his first album. And I'm excited. I'm actually going to go back and just listen to everything BJ the Chicago Kid. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. 2012, the album was titled Pineapple Now Laters. So I'm going to just listen to all things BJ the Chicago Kid for the rest of the day. And make sure y'all go get his album titled Gravy. All right. Love y'all so, so much. Again, I can't do what I do without y'all. All right. Bye.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills.
If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.